Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryant, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Some foods just naturally go together, like bread and butter, ham and eggs, and coffee and pet milk. Lots and lots of folks who used to take cream in their coffee now use pet evaporated milk. Not just because pet milk costs so much less, but because it makes coffee taste so good. Gives coffee the creamy color and mellow, satisfying flavor that coffee drinkers love. Now let me tell you why pet milk is so right for coffee. The pet milk people take good, sweet country milk and remove more than half the water by evaporation. The result is a concentrated milk, which doesn't make your coffee taste weaker or watery. It just makes it taste better. And think of it, for the same amount of money you'd spend for coffee cream, you get more than twice as much pet evaporated milk. So, for extra enjoyment, for extra economy, in your coffee, use pet brand evaporated milk. Get several cans at your grocer's tomorrow. Statistics prove that there are two distinct types of duck hunters. There's the strong, silent type of sportsman who shoots well and talks little. And there's Mr. McGee. Now, Fibber McGee and Molly.
I can hardly wait for tomorrow morning to get out here, Molly, to get here. Boy, oh boy, when daylight breaks over Dugan's Lake, I'll be mowing down them mallards.
What's a mallard, dear?
Nothing. What's a mallard with you?
Oh!
A mallard duck. It's a duck, Molly. A wild duck.
Oh, McGee, I wish you wouldn't shoot at those poor little...
Boy, things. I'll fracture. You're looking at the dead shootingest, never missingest duck buster in town, kiddo. When I bear down on a moving mallard with my trusty old 12-gauge... That duck's as good as stuffed with wild rice right there.
The last one you brought home was stuffed with BBs. As I recall, it took two of us to lift it on the platter.
That was just careful shooting, did that, Molly? I took such careful aim at that duck that 12 other hunters hit him before I did. I had to shoot him on the way down.
Well, I don't know why you fellas should be so proud of shooting those innocent little ducks, McGee. I swear I don't. Why don't you pick on something your own size?
Oh, well, now, that just ain't practical, Tootsie. I shoot something my own size, we couldn't even get it in the oven.
No, I guess not.
And besides, it's not just the shooting, Molly. It's
it
the sport of the thing.
It is.
It's the great man-to-man, give-and-take companionship that three good pals like I and Latrivia and Doc Gamble get out of going hunting together do.
I seem to remember that you three pals had quite an argument the last time. Something about who shot a certain duck?
Well, yeah. Doc Gamble did say that anybody else who claimed it was a dirty, sneaking thief. And Latrivia made some nasty remarks about a dishonest, immoral scoundrel. Ah, but I didn't get into it. I just sat there like a gentleman on the duck.
Well, I'm glad you kept your dignity, dearie.
I kept the duck, too. Well, I'd better get busy here and start getting my hunting stuff together, I guess, now.
What's your hurry? The boys won't be here to pick you up until 4 a.m., you said.
Well, you know me. I'm always ready early.
Since when?
Since the time I was late and they went off without me. Now, let me see. I got my shotgun out and... Hey, where's my shotgun? My shotgun. You see my shotgun?
Right there on the piano, dearie. Where you put it?
Oh, thanks. It's my turn to bring the shells for everybody, too, for all
You're
three of us.
You're bringing shells for all of us?
For all three of us. So I got doggone. Where's that box of shells? You seen the box of shells? I put it down there by the door. Why ain't it there now by the door?
Because that's the front door, and you put it down by the kitchen door.
Oh, yeah. Well, then where's my duck call?
What's that sticking out of your shirt pocket?
That's my duck call. Now, let me see if it's working okay. A little flat.
McGee, can you really fool the Dutch as one of those things?
I'll say you can. When I'm really trying with this baby, anything can happen. I let go a blast on this thing out of Dugan's Lake last fall, and three moose can bust out through the bushes right behind me.
Heavenly days, I didn't even know we had moose around here.
Neither did I, but they all had them badges on that said Loyal Order of Moose. Lodge number 10. Seems their car busted down up on the road, and they were walking down through the trees.
Just a minute, Jerry. Just a minute. Come in. Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi. Hey, Johnny, what you doing with the shotgun? Going hunting?
Yep, I'm going after some ducks out to Dugan's.
Funny you should mention hunting, Johnny.
Yeah?
Reminds me of the hunter I used to be when I lived out west.
Oh?
Ever tell you kids about when I lived out west?
50 times.
At least.
Well, this will make it 51, kid. West was full of buffalo in them days.
Yeah.
So... myself a partner and do some buffalo hunting.
Yeah?
I looked up an Indian chief named a Bashful Beaver who lived in a wigwam with hot running water.
My goodness, how modern.
Hot running water was your squaw, daughter.
I see.
Well, sir, Bashful Beaver didn't think I could shoot good enough to hunt with him, so we had us a contest. Took turns shooting at a poker chip we had set up half a mile away.
Half a mile away?
Yep, Bashful Beaver shot first and missed. I shot four times, put four holes in the poker chip, and I still use it for a pants button.
Well, I hope it holds up better than that story did, because I believe...
So, after we killed all the buffalo, I climbed out of the Texas Rangers and started hunting outlaws, kids.
Still a hunter, huh?
Yep, I come across a fella named Boot Hill Mortis. Toughest outlaw in Texas. Quick as a flash, I yanked my gun.
Did you shoot?
Did I shoot? I shut out the lights, shut out the door, shut up the alley, shot down the road, and I ain't been in Texas since.
Billy Mills in the orchestra, and When Buddha Smiles.
I got my gun. Iodine for the scratches when I fall down in the brush. My hip boots. Doggone it, what did I do with my hip boots? Where's my hip boots? I had my hip... Oh, I got them on. Well, now let's see.
Did you take the butter out of the icebox? It's sitting on the kitchen sink.
Yeah, you can put it back now, kiddo. I'm through with it. The boots are okay.
The boots?
Yeah, my hip boots wouldn't go on account of my feet must have swole up or something, I guess. So I had the butter out to butter my heels a little. They're fine now.
Heavenly day.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like a well-buttered heel, I always say. Say, incidentally, if you're looking for that wooden duck of yours, I moved it out on the back porch.
My decoy? I hope you handled that careful, Molly. I just finished painting that decoy. Touched it up a little.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. Why did you paint that duck with one eye closed?
Well, I'm trying out a new theory, Molly. That's a wooden she-duck, you see. And I figured the he-ducks would flock around more if they think the she-duck is winking at them.
Heavenly days, is nothing sacred?
Gives her a kind of a coy look, you see. I figure a coy decoy, especially a coy she-decoy, will decoy more he-ducks than a decoy that don't look coy. I really need a boy decoy to go with it, because with a coy boy decoy to decoy the girl ducks and a she-decoy to decoy the he-ducks, I'll duck the decoys in Dugan's Lake and decoy more ducks with those ducky decoys.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Hilo. Care to drop over tomorrow night for a duck dinner, boy? I'm Doc Gamble.
Hey, speaking of duck dinner, pal, kids are all alike, aren't they?
Huh?
Yes, sir. They just hate to come in at mealtime. They'd rather stay out and play.
Huh?
But when Mom bakes one of those delicious pet milk pumpkin pies for dessert, everybody comes running. Nobody wants a duck dinner.
Oh, this is pathetic.
Oh, dear. I'm so embarrassed for the poor lad, McGee. The things he has to do.
Yes, sir. Mary Lee Taylor's great pumpkin pie recipe, pumpkin pie made with pet evaporated milk, is a favorite of good cooks the country over.
The country over Dugan's Lake is plastered with ducks.
Picture that rich, creamy smoothness, that beautiful golden brown color, that delicious, spicy flavor.
Just like a canvasback.
Pumpkin pie is always a special dessert. And pumpkin pie made with pet milk, that good sweet milk evaporated to double richness, is an extra special treat on anybody's table.
Yeah, but what that got to do with...
Mary Lee Taylor's pet milk pumpkin pie recipe is featured at your grocery.
Yeah, but...
And
if
you stop in...
Hey.
It's terrific.
Look, Ducky. I mean, Milky.
Yes, pal.
You want to go with us? We're leaving at 4 in the morning. It's only 8 p.m. now. That gives you several hours to get ready.
No, thanks, pal. Count me out.
Oh, aren't you a hunter, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, indeed I am, Molly. In fact, I expect to do some big game hunting this weekend.
Big game hunting?
Yes, there's a big football game in town, and I'll be hunting for tickets. Go on, pal.
Cox enjoys his little jokes, doesn't he?
Yeah. Even the little bitty ones. he kills himself. And it couldn't happen to a guy who deserves it more. Boy, I wish it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm so keyed up.
Oh, look, dearie, now. You've got about 8 hours before the boys get here.
Yeah.
Let's set the alarm clock and then go to bed and get a good night's sleep before you go.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea, kiddo. Can I take my duck call to bed with me? Then if I wake up, I can practice a few...
Leave it here.
Okay.
You run on upstairs to bed. I've got a few little things to do, and then I'll turn in, too.
Okay.
A good night's sleep will do it.
So they went to bed early, but the sleep they got wasn't too good. At regular intervals, a plaintive little voice cried out in the darkness.
Molly. Hey, Molly.
Hmm. What? What is it?
It's me, kiddo. You asleep?
Not now, McGee.
Oh.
Somehow an elbow driven into my ribs seems to disturb me. Just sensitive, I guess.
What's the trouble?
Are you sure you set the alarm clock?
Of course I'm sure. It can't be more than 12 o'clock, and you've waked me up 6 times since we went to bed.
Well, I'm sorry, kiddo. I'm just on edge.
Well, get off your edge and try sleeping on your back. Good night.
Good night. Molly. Hey, Molly.
What?
It's me again.
Who else?
Are my feet out of the blankets, Molly? I got a feeling my feet are uncovered.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't want to catch cold. Can you see if my feet are uncovered?
Do they feel like they're uncovered?
Well, I can't tell with these boots on.
Go to sleep.
Good night.
Good night.
Molly. Hey, Molly.
You can spare the elbow, dearie. I'm awake.
Oh. Say, do you suppose I ought to call Doc and the Tribune and remind them? You suppose they might forget?
No, they'll be here. Can't you sleep at all?
No, I can't get my mind off them ducks.
Have you tried counting sheep?
Sure, but it don't work. All the sheep have got webbed feet.
Well, try again.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, dearie, it's 3:30. Time to get up. Well, what do you know? He's asleep. McGee, wake up. Well, if this isn't... Keeps me awake all night because he wants to go duck hunting. Well, by the Seven Sisters of Maud Murphy, he's going. McGee! Oh, dear, there's the boys in early.
Just a minute, I'm coming.
I don't know what there is about a ringing alarm clock that makes him sleep like that, but he ought...
Good morning, Molly.
Hello, my dear.
Come in, boys. Himself is still asleep up there.
Great.
His gear is all piled in the living room, except his shells. I put them here on the hall table.
Good. You going with us, Molly?
Yes. Why don't you come along?
Oh, no. No, thanks, boys. I just hate to see you kill those pretty little ducks. But you go on and drag McGee out of bed, boys. I'll put the coffee on.
Thanks, Molly. We'll get him up if we have to blast. Come on, Doctor.
Yeah, I've got some matches in case we have to set the bed afire, Latrivia. I've seen little B.B. Brain asleep before. It's the nearest thing to complete hibernation this side of a polar bear.
A polar bear is quieter, of course. Listen to that sawmill. McGee, wake up.
That's... Waste of time, Latrivia. Throw the covers off him. That's it. Now, you grab his foot. I got the other one. Great Scott. Asleep with his boots on.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought I'd grabbed a hot water bottle. Come on, let's yank him out of here.
Well, never even fazed him. Frankly, I don't think the pleasure of his company is worth the trouble. But at this point, I'm just stubborn.
Yeah. So am I. Grab his foot again, Doctor. We'll drag him downstairs like pulling a sled.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's go.
What a mess you were. McGee, for goodness sake.
I think he's coming too, Doctor.
Oh, well, did the clock go off? Oh, hi, Molly. Oh, what are you doing up? Hey, what am I doing down? Oh, hi, fellas. You ready already?
Ready.
Well, come on, let's go duck hunting.
All right.
Where's my gun?
Where's
the shell?
Right,
where's
right
my duck call? Where's my pants?
Well,
come on, let's go.
The King's Man, Bella Bimba. Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Marcoma, Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba, Bella Bimba.
Bimba, 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 b
Down by the lake and get settled before daybreak.
Oh, it's cold out here.
Is that so? You're flapping my earmuffs.
Now, watch your step here, because there's a deep mud hole right there. Walk around it, Doctor.
Thank you. Over your boots, McGee?
Yeah. Ever step in a hole in your life that it wasn't over your boots? I hope it's dry in that duck blind because... Well,
come on, here's our blind here, fellas. Oh. Between those willows. Quiet now.
My gosh, you call this a duck blind? Just a cornstalk fence with a willow roof over it.
If you don't like it, my boy, I have a suggestion.
You'll have to do, I guess. My gosh, there's only one real way to make a duck blind.
Well, how would you make a duck blind?
Stick my finger in his eye. Don't you get it, Molly? She didn't come.
Shall I shoot him, Latrivia, or do you want to match me for it?
I'm afraid we can't shoot him unless he runs, Doctor. It's against the law to shoot them sitting.
Okay, I'll cut the comedy. It's getting light anyhow. Now look, when them ducks start flying over, you guys watch yourselves. Because when I start shooting, I get a little frantic, you see?
Listen.
Oh, that lake is loaded.
Look at that.
Can you see them? Way out there on the other side.
Where? Oh, I see them. Oh, boy, is my trigger finger itchy.
Well, scratch it and get your head down. Don't scare them all away, McGee.
Sit down, stupid. Hand me the shell, somebody.
Boy, will I murder them mallards. Now, look, you guys. I'm a guest here, so I'll shoot first. After I get a limit, then you guys can go ahead and shoot at the next batch.
Hold it. They're getting up out there.
Yeah.
Watch it. They're just starting to swing this way. And they can...
Missed.
Nice shooting, McGee. If you'd waited till they got just a mile or two closer, you might have hit one.
Watch it. Here comes another flop.
Now, let him get closer now. Don't shoot too fast now, you guys.
Just a million to hold. Go!
How many we get?
None.
I think I must be leading them a little too far.
My sights must be bent a little.
Yeah. One I shot at ducked. Just as I pulled the trigger, he swerved. Otherwise, I'd have got...
Shut up and shoot! Look at him go!
How many we get?
None.
be shooting high.
I must be shooting low.
Old Dad Redded Bunch dodged that time.
What's the matter with them, Duster? Suppose you call...
Come on in the house. Molly will make us some coffee.
Yes, she should be very pleased with us, fellas. She didn't want us to kill those poor little ducks in the first place.
Yeah, hey, I forgot about that.
Well, welcome home, mighty hunter.
Well, it's nice to be back in the house.
Hello.
How was the duck hunting? How many did you get?
None.
Not even one?
Not even one.
Skunked. The lake was loaded with them, but we couldn't...
Yeah, but... Well, look, Doc and Latrivia, I got a confession to make to you men. I didn't try to hit those ducks.
What?
Oh, no?
No. No, sir. Molly felt so bad about us shooting them that I just couldn't bear to kill those little ducks. That's why I missed every shot on purpose. I aimed behind them every time.
Well, you're sweet, dearie.
What an inspiration. Well, I may as well break down also. I too, turned soft-hearted, Molly.
Did you?
I could have murdered those mallards, but for your sake, I shot behind them every time.
You fellas aren't going to ace me out on this thing. I can miss ducks on purpose, too.
Huh?
I shot behind them, too, Molly, every time, just for you, my dear.
Ah, well, I'm so glad it turned out this way, boys. You've all been so sweet that, I'll confess something, too.
Huh? You will? What?
I sat up half the night last night taking the BBs out of everybody's shells and filling them up with sand.
Well, for the love of...
Come on in the kitchen, boys. The ham and eggs are ready.
Bibber and Molly return in just a moment. When a young woman marries and starts to keep house, one of the first things she wants to learn is how to cook the foods her husband likes. And Pet Milk gives you young wives the help you want, because on every tall can of Pet Milk, there's a husband-tested recipe. Before any recipe is put on the Pet Milk label, it's sent out to homes like yours, where the wives try the recipe and report what their husbands say about it. And on Pet Milk labels, you get only those recipes which have been given a big OK by the husband. This, of course, is just one of the extras you get when you get Pet evaporated milk. Extra richness is another, because Pet Milk is double rich, concentrated to double richness by evaporation. That means extra amounts of nourishing milk substances, too. And then there's extra economy, for Pet evaporated milk costs less generally than bottled milk or any other form of milk. So, for husband-pleasing recipes, for extra goodness and extra economy, get Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, the first choice of good cooks.
Let me check that again, Molly. You say the shells you put the sand in were in this box right here?
Of course. That's the box of shells you boys used, dearie.
That's the box of shells that Doc and Latrivia used, but... I had a pocket full from last year that I shot with.
What?
Yeah.
Good one?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. I must have been shooting behind them. Good night.
Good night, Al.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Most women go to a fortune teller sometime in their lives, but probably not every woman has young wife Sally Carter's experience. Because right after the fortune teller visit, she gets unexpected money, and three handsome men come into her life. And what Sally Carter discovers, any fortune teller would have had quite a time predicting, as you'll hear in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. On the same program, you'll hear the Pet Milk recipe of the week for cranberry salad, a tempting and colorful salad that's easy to fix. For a double measure of good listening, turn your dial to NBC next Saturday morning for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Next, it's Big Town, then Playhouse on Broadway on NBC.